This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Do things get better with age? When we put out a call asking for people who are part of relationships outside of the norm of our LGBTIQ communities, to no one's surprise, we received a lot of responses from gay men who are in open relationships. And statistically, the reality is, fellas, that you are part of the norm and not the exception to the rule. But it made us realise we need more visibility for other types of relationships in our communities. Tonight, we look at age. Is it a barrier or, like a mature cheese, worth every bite?
I think age is probably more of an issue in the gay community. You know, people sort of put so much emphasis on being young and, you know, if you're over 30... It's always been that sort of cliche thing of like once you hit 30, you're dead in the gay world sort of thing. And then, you know, and I think that, you know, people tend to, in the gay community, assume that sugar daddy thing of, you know, once you're, if you're a successful man in your 40s or 50s, then it's okay, you know, if you're dating younger guys because, you know, that's part of the gay community. But, you know, if you're just an average guy that happens to be in a relationship with another average guy who's younger than him, that seems to be a little bit less accepted in a way.
Age is just a number, right? And in the men who have sex with men communities, we're used to seeing couples of different ages. So why do we mock them? We spoke to Ash, a 31-year-old man from Canberra who's always preferred men 20 years older than him, and Brant from Brisbane, who's in a relationship with Mel, who's 30 years older than him, about what it's like navigating the gay world with age differences attached, both in their own relationships and the wider communities.
There's a lot of people still now, not as often, but definitely still now, that think they see that and they'll think, you know, the generic bad sides to it, you know, the side of either the young person is there for the money or whatever, or the older person is there for the young twink they can show off like a trophy. And there was many, many people who thought that at the start, and there was lots of rumours that went around that we dealt with, and that's slowly gone away. But we definitely still hear about it from time to time, though. But, yeah, that's probably one of the bigger things about it that we deal with. I guess I try not to be the none-of-your-business kind of type when it's this kind of thing, because you can be the bigger person and say, you know, it's none of your business, but then that doesn't really solve the problem you're trying to fix in this particular case. So we try to just tell them. You're trying to get angry about it. Some people generally just want to know, and some people are just being stupid, and I guess they're the people that you try to just give them a kind of flick if they're talking like that. Well, what kind of friends are they kind of thing? But with people that generally want to know, and they're still friends of mine that make the joke, they know exactly what the relationship is, and we kind of made it quite clear, and I've told them whenever they've needed to know. Yeah, there was friends. Oh, I guess it was mostly the friends of mine that are normal, not normal. They're like older work friends and stuff like that. So they're the straight group of people that learnt about it. Some of them would say that Mel's too old. Some of them would go to the whole sugar daddy thing, and it was made very clear to them, and they believe it now that it's not the case at all.
I get a lot of people just assume that I must have a bad relationship with my own father, which is not the case. I get a lot that people assume that I'm a gold digger, which is definitely not the case. I mean, in fact, I had a relationship where I was the breadwinner for a good almost 12 months where I was, you know, earning, I was the only one working and I was supporting my living partner while he was trying to find work. The other thing, like when people actually do know me, they tend to actually understand that, as cliche as the term is, you know, I'm an old soul, so I've always associated better with older people and I just...
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.